This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake-Up Call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and become the person they're meant to be in Jesus Christ. Yesterday, many Christians participated in the first Sunday of Advent. Advent begins four Sundays prior to December 25th, on the closest Sunday to November the 30th. This year, that was yesterday, November the 29th. Advent is a time of looking forward to the celebration of Christ's birth. Unfortunately, too many Christians are always distracted by that flurry of activities that leads up to Christmas. At least there's the temptation for that. And they really don't experience much of Advent, thereby missing the joy that is part of the Christmas season. But this year, we have another reason for missing out on the joy of Christmas, and that's COVID-19. Need I say more? I asked the question in this podcast, Advent in a COVID year? And yes, we have Advent this year. Of course we do. Advent happens in spite of what is going on around us. Whatever kind of Christmas it's going to be, we can, I think, agree that it will be somewhat different this year. Back in 2001, John Grisham wrote a book called Skipping Christmas. Fed up with the commercial aspects of Christmas, particularly all the money spent and alone for the holiday for the first time in decades, I think their daughter just joined the Peace Corps, grumpy Luther Crank and his, well, sweeter wife, Nora, decided to skip Christmas that year. It was later made into a movie, a comedy, called Christmas with the Cranks. Maybe you feel like Christmas with the Cranks this year, this COVID year, or maybe skipping Christmas really seems like an option during COVID. But the book and the movie ignore something that's pretty important, and that is, even if I don't feel like it, Christmas still happens. There's the miracle of Christmas. Christmas is based on a miracle, the most awesome miracle of all, and that is that God took on flesh, was born in a manger. He grew to a man, and he would die on the cross, and he lives forever, and nothing, no circumstance of life will change that. So here's my Advent challenge to you this COVID year. Stop somewhere on each day of Advent and reflect on what it means. And I'm not suggesting a specific amount of time, like an hour, which few of us had. Maybe 30 seconds is all you have. I don't know. But whatever you do, stop. If you have an hour, do it. If you have 30 seconds, do it. But stop and think about what Advent is. What is it? So what do you think about? Well, you can think about a lot of things. I've got a devotional book you can order called Just in Time. A lot of my friends that like that, and it means something to them as far as Advent. There's a lot of excellent literature out there that you can purchase all kinds of places. But I'm really thinking of the importance of simply meditating on your own. And here are three things you can think about each day that you don't have to have a book to do, just whenever you do it. You can stop and think, COVID Christmas or not. So first, just look back. Look back. Think about the birth of Christ and what that means to you. God really became a man, a baby born in a manger. You might read the Christmas story as it's portrayed in the Gospels in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, or the way John writes about it, the Word becoming flesh in his Gospel. You can meditate a long, long time on John chapter 1, where he talks about the Word becoming flesh. But look back. Look at to that event, and then look around. Look at the people around you. What does Advent mean to them? Anything? Do they know Christ? And what about you? Can you live in such a way that they might see Christ in you? Can you tell someone about this season? Maybe even talk with them about what it is during a COVID year? Can you give back as you look around? This is a wonderful time to give to world missions. Find some world cause that you can give to that uplifts Christ. And then look forward. Look forward. That's what Advent is really all about. And all the hustle and bustle, and in all the things that are separating us now during COVID, we can still look forward. Christ has already come, yes, and we celebrate that during this season, and yet we look forward to his second coming. He is coming again, you know. There are many portions of the Bible that address his second coming. Maybe reflect on some of those during that 30 seconds or 30 minutes that you have, and thank God that no matter what you're going through now, Jesus is here, and he's going to return. You can look back, experiencing Him in the present as you look forward to His return. So are you ready for Advent? Well, you may not be, maybe you're not, but look back, look around, and look forward. And then come back here next week, and in the meantime, you go out and be the person God created you to be.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.